There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's a Tuesday edition of What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Scott Hannon here, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell, from the friendly confines of the 550 K Fire studio. I'm actually at the Bismarck Events Center getting ready for a class. Well, I'm not going to go to class. I should, probably.
I was going to say, why not?
I'll be broadcasting during the program, and the safety classes are right next to us here, as a matter of fact. We're overlooking the newly renovated and newly expanded Bismarck Event Center, and we're here for the North Dakota Safety Council 42nd Annual Gathering. So we're going to find out more about what is happening here over the next several days. Chuck Claremont, who is the Executive Director of the North Dakota Safety Council, will join us. A who's who of North Dakota companies here as well, so we'll find out about that. Yesterday we had a call from a listener upset that his kids were allowed to iMessage during class because of the technology provided them by the school. And he didn't like that. He just said it was, and he also, said they don't have any homework, and he just in general was kind of down on the education his kids were getting. I specifically said, what school do your kids go to? And it was a rural school, Northern Cass, actually, which would be rural Cass County, obviously. And so we have asked the principal. Ryan Leeson is going to join us today on the program, and, when somebody calls, we want to take them at their word, but we also want to verify, hey, what the heck are they talking about and how is it used? And a number of our listeners didn't like the idea of kids being able to iMessage while they're working, in class. So we're going to find out what that's all about. So we'll do that at the bottom of the hour. We're also going to chat with one of our favorite sponsors, Mike Lindell from MyPillow. Mr. MyPillow is back today on the program, Todd. How about that? Can you hardly wait? So anyway,
I miss my pillow.
Yes. So my pillow. You sound like Linus. My blanket. Right there out of peanuts. Right?
I've become that way there.
That's us. This hour of the program brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Do me a favor, if you get a chance, go to the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Under membership, there are all kinds of links to great savings, from car rentals to hotels to your next purchase. You can buy a Chevy or GMC truck. You get a discount above and beyond the dealer discount. All kinds of great deals. NDFB.org. Check that out. We'll also have a moment to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers coming up on the program today as well. All right, a couple of stories that are in the news that I'm kind of curious about. I want to just do a real quick snapshot poll almost of where folks are at on two issues that have been in the news. One, it seems bizarre, but the presidential GOP sweepstakes issue of the week is vaccinations. Believe it or not. But because of these, the story about the outbreak of some measles, a number of the GOP candidates have been asked their opinions on whether or not vaccinations should be mandatory. And Chris Christie was the first one to answer this question, and then Rand Paul was. Now, here's my take very briefly on this. If you read between the lines of what they were asked and what was said, I don't think there's much of a controversy here. But the media has managed to turn this into a controversy, and should we be surprised? Ladies and gentlemen, just get used to this. Because here's the deal. There's a whole lot of fatigue out there, as evidenced from the last election, of our current president, Barack Obama, and his party, the Democratic Party. The media knows that, and they saw what happened in the last election, so they are loading their guns, ladies and gentlemen, for the upcoming, it is seek and destroy on the Republican presidential candidates. Exhibit A of my opinion on this is right here, a story from the Washington Post. Vaccination debate flares in GOP presidential race, alarming medical experts. Okay. Here's my question. And I'll just read you a little bit of the story. It comes out of Cambridge, England. They went to England to find some critics here. Medical experts reacted with alarm Monday as two top contenders for the Republican presidential nomination appeared to question whether child vaccination should be mandatory, injecting politics into an emotional issue that has taken on new resonance with a recent outbreak of measles in the United States. Now, wait a minute. Who's injecting politics into the vaccination debate? I think in this case it might be the Washington Post. Or maybe it's Hillary Clinton who quickly tweeted out some response to what Chris Christie and Rand Paul said. So here's what Chris Christie said. And you tell me if you think this is controversial. he was visiting a vaccine laboratory, and he called for, quote, some measure of choice, unquote, on whether shots guarding against measles and other diseases should be required for children. That's controversial? Now, Marie and I have made the decision to have every one of our kids vaccinated, but you know what? We made the decision. And I am not one of these individuals who believes there's risk in everything. There was risk in driving over in a rather snowy, a day throughout Bismarck here to the Civic Center. You know, traffic was backed up, and there was a lot of snow on the road. Risk in that. Just talked to a buddy of mine from Watford City who was driving down to fly to St. Louis today from Bismarck. There's risk in his flight. There's risk in everything. You need to measure those risks. On the other hand, I don't think America is the kind of place where we ought to say, whether you like it or not, your kid's getting vaccinated. And that's all Chris Christie said. There should be some measure of shots, some measure of choice on whether shots guarding against measles and other diseases should be required for children. Okay, then enter Senator Rand Paul. He's an ophthalmologist. And because he's a doctor, then obviously some additional credibility is given to his comments. But he was in a couple of interviews. He said vaccines should be voluntary. And he cited many tragic cases of walking, talking, normal children who wound up with profound mental disorders after vaccines. He said the state doesn't own your children. He praised vaccines for their health benefits, but insisted the government should not mandate their use in most cases. Parents own the children, and it's an issue of freedom and public health. Okay, that's what's got everybody in a tither here. What did you hear in that that is worthy of this brouhaha over vaccines that has medical experts with their undies in a bunch? Anything? Here's what an infectious disease physician at the Center for Health Security at the University of Pittsburgh said. When you see educated people or elected officials giving credence to things that have been completely debunked, an idea that's been shown to be responsible for multiple measles and pertussis outbreaks in recent years, it's very concerning. Well, again, I didn't hear him say, don't get a measles vaccination. I think he said, factually, there are tragic cases of people that have wound up with disorders after vaccines. That happens. We know, thankfully, it's a small percentage, but it's a factual statement that he made, right? So I want to take your temperature on this, no pun intended, with the medical side of this to see. Yeah, sorry, John.
I get it. That was bad.
Who's right here? Who's right here? Is this needlessly inflicting damage onto the Republican brand? Oh, those Republicans are Neanderthal knuckle dragging, or is what they're saying perfectly reasonable? Some measure of choice in the case of Chris Christie and Senator Rand Paul saying the state doesn't own your children. Parents own the children. It's an issue of freedom and public health. Those are the two statements. Obviously, a lot of folks are focusing on the fact that Rand Paul said there have been many tragic cases of walking, talking, normal children who wound up with profound mental disorders after vaccines. There's people in our audience that could call and tell you stories about that. What's your take on that? That's, believe it or not, the controversy du jour in the GOP race. Here's what I want to know. Should they have said what they said differently? And what's your take to the crux of their argument, that this ought to be up to you, that there ought to be a choice? You agree or disagree with that? Tell me. It's 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Couple of email comments on this already. It ought to be voluntary, says Brian, and parents should carefully consider their choice. Jeannie says no, should follow the recommendations, especially on the ones for school. There's only three or four vaccines that are recommended by their recommended for their life: polio, MMR, and another one. Mine all had them; didn't hurt them. So, opposite opinions from two listeners there. Carrie says, "What I find fascinating is the fact that the media and Obama have completely hidden the possibility that this outbreak of measles was probably brought on by entry of illegals into the country." Is that true? First I heard that. But I'd love to know more about that. What do we know about the current measles outbreak? Tell me what you think. Watford City, North Dakota is where Wayne is at. Let's find out what Wayne thinks about this. Hey, Wayne, you're on What's on Your Mind. Take it away.
Morning.
How are you?
Doing good. Hey, one of the things that kind of concerns me about this apparent outbreak is all these undocumented children that came in that haven't received a single vaccination or even had the choice of having a vaccination. It's kind of curious that all this is happening when it was being stated that it could very well happen. And as far as vaccination is concerned, I think that's a personal choice.
Appreciate that call, Wayne. And fair point. I mean, if we're concerned about the public health, what about illegal immigrants? More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Think most vaccines in this country should be, quote, voluntary?
Well, I guess being for freedom would be really unusual. I guess I don't understand the point why that would be controversial.
Senator, maybe you're not aware, but there's a huge problem right now with Disney theme parks having to close down because of months not enough children being vaccinated against measles, mumps, and rubella because their parents, for whatever reason, have decided that it is voluntary. And I can tell you, plenty of the people who I work with are really concerned about their kids getting sick at school.
Here's the thing is that I think vaccines are one of the greatest medical breakthroughs that we had. I'm a big fan and a great fan of the history of the development of the smallpox vaccine, for example. But, you know, for most of our history, they have been voluntary. So I don't think I'm arguing for anything out of the ordinary. We're arguing for what most of our history has had.
I understand that you're all for the choice. But again, if we're left in a situation where, you know, diseases that were once almost wiped out are now coming back because people are deciding not to vaccinate their kids, isn't that a problem?
I think public awareness of how good vaccines are for kids and how they are good for public health is a great idea. You know, we just appointed a Surgeon General. These are some of the things that are things that we should promote as good for our health. But I don't think there's anything extraordinary about resorting to freedom. I'll give you a good example. You know, the hepatitis B vaccine is now given to newborns. We sometimes give 5 and 6 vaccines all at one time. I chose to have mine delayed. I don't want the government telling me that I have to give my newborn hepatitis B vaccine, which is transmitted by sexually transmitted disease and or blood transfusions. Do I think really a good idea? Yeah. And so I had mine staggered over several months. I've heard of many tragic cases of walking, talking, normal children who wound up with profound mental disorders after vaccines. I'm not arguing vaccines are a bad idea. I think they're a good thing. But I think the parents should have some input. The state doesn't own your children. Parents own the children. And it is an issue of freedom.
Boy, that's an amazing exercise. That was a reporter. It wasn't a, Hillary Clinton spokesperson on the other side. That was a reporter. You know, oh, are you crazy? You know, the disdain. And it's also very interesting how the comment when he talks about, you know, the what ifs, how that ends up in the news article and what that clip just gave you was the full context. I want to ask you this, and I'm genuinely curious. Did Rand Paul sound unreasonable in that at all? To me, not one bit. Not one bit. I mean, she was clearly advocating that parents don't own kids. That whatever the state decides, state's going to happen. I mean, she just flabbergasted. He'd say, hey, in my case, I'm a big fan of vaccines. I've studied the history of all the research behind them and stagger them. Who's right in this debate? You tell me at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Ton of Facebook comments on this, too. Here's what Hillary Clinton tweeted out. The science is clear. The earth is round. The sky is blue. Vaccines work. Let's protect all our kids. Hashtag grandmothers know best. President Obama weighed in on this in the Super Bowl interview he did with Samantha, what's her name? Roll that, Chris. We have that clip, don't we?
I did want to ask you about the measles. Do you feel there should be a requirement that parents get their kids vaccinated?
Measles is preventable. I understand that there are families that in some cases are concerned about the effect of vaccinations. The science is, you know, pretty indisputable. We've looked at this again and again. There is every reason to get vaccinated. There aren't reasons to not get vaccinated.
Are you telling parents you should get your kids vaccinated?
You should get your kids vaccinated. It's good for them, but we should be able to get back to the point where measles effectively is not existing in this country.
And, you know, again, not too much controversy on that. I don't mind him advocating for it. I mean, basically, Rand Paul was advocating for it. But he's saying, who gets to decide? Whose choice is it? What do you think? Tell us at 701-258-0550. Here's more comments from our listeners. B says, yes, voluntary. If vaccinations really work, the vaccinated children and their parents should have no worries. Freedom to make this choice on an individual basis is very important. Dan agrees. This is America. Most of us over 55 have endured measles, chickenpox, and mumps. I looked in the mirror this morning, and yep, still healthy and pumping blood. Government telling us what our options are is okay. Tell us what we have to do, not okay. They're there to serve, not to dictate. Great points. Tom, Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm missing something, but, you know, the argument that
it should be forced. It's like if your kids are vaccinated, they're protected from the disease. You don't have anything to worry about. I mean, I chose to get my kids vaccinated for the MMR and the one other, and then I decided not to on the meningitis one because the risks were so low.
Yeah, so good point. You're what you're saying is, you know, this hysteria over, oh my gosh, isn't a worry if your child's been vaccinated.
Right. You know, so, it's like in the last hour, Leon had a guest on that was saying it's, you know, you should be forced to do this. You can't put my kid at risk. And it's like, well, if you're vaccinated, you're not at risk. I don't get the argument.
That's a good point. Very good point. And so the kids at risk are just those that have not had the vaccine.
Right.
And I would love to know more about, you know, again, if this is truly our concern here, you know, is about the health of others. Should we not take a look at the border crisis? And is that all the more reason to get very strict with what's happening down there?
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. So what role did the disease arriving in the country after it was pretty much gone, what role did immigration play? Fair question.
Yeah.
Would change the dynamic considerably among some folks that are raising this issue. Tom, appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550. Just one interesting story that I found just continues to be out there. And since the media is using it as a blunt force instrument, I thought you might want to weigh in on this. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Curious, number one, your thoughts on whether it ought to be voluntary, and two, just overall on some of this commentary that we're dealing with today. Let's go to Alex and Sterling next up here on What's On Your Mind. Going to Alex. You're up on What's On Your Mind. Alex, what's on your mind?
Oh, yeah. I just want to make a comment on this Disneyland outbreak. You know, how many years has Disneyland been open? And you got people from all walks of the world going there, and all of a sudden we get this outbreak? I just don't think it's that. I think it's something bigger that maybe we don't see.
Like what?
I don't know. You know, I'm kind of a conspiracy theory kind of guy, and, you know, I watch a lot of documentaries and stuff, and, you know, a lot of them are full of BS, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, you just got to ask yourself that question. You know, Disneyland's been around for a long, 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 long time, and you get people from all walks of the world, and all of a sudden, just recently, we got all this outbreak? I don't know. It's just weird. That's just...
It is weird. I'm going to go with you. That is weird, Alex, and fair point for making us think. Stuart and Mercer, what's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. Hey, I got a couple of points for you. First point is when the children need to go to school, don't they have to have their vaccines all up to date? So you really don't have a choice if you're going to have your kids in public school.
Good point. We're coming up.
Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Look for the red, white, blue, and pull on in, giving you choice at the pump by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. That helps Main Street and your street, too. And there's always great deals at PetroServe USA. I'm always on the go. I love the 4-for-4 special, lunch or dinner. Check it out. It's a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce soda, or a coffee if you like, 2 cookies, 4 for $4. That's right, 4 items for $4. A great deal. Or take advantage of some of these great specials all month long at PetroServe USA, like the Deli Express Double XL Charbroil with Cheese, or the Double XL Chicken and Cheese, or the Barbecue Rib Double XL, all only $2.99. Pringles Grab and Go, 79 cents. Got a sweet tooth? Me too. How about General Mills Pillsbury cookies for 79 cents? Charms Lollipops, 2 for $1. Or the Mixed Gummies, just $1.29. Helping America fuel better. PetroServe USA. Look for the red, white, and blue at their 20-plus locations all across North Dakota and Minnesota. And tell them Scott sent you.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
All right, we're back. What's on your mind? Live from the North Dakota Safety Council's 42nd annual meeting. And quite a gathering happening in Bismarck over the next couple of days. We're actually at the Bismarck Events Center. And we're going to talk to Chuck Claremont a little later on about what's happening and what happens at this conference. But think safety, and you pretty much have nailed it. All right, we're in the middle of this debate on vaccines. Well, I mentioned earlier we had a call yesterday from a parent of some kids at Northern Cass School. And the parent didn't like the idea that the technology that was provided to the kids allowed them to iMessage during class. And then that prompted kind of a whole discussion. We wanted to visit with the principal there and find out a little bit about the concern of that particular parent. And I should also tell you that I'm going to throw him a curveball and ask about this vaccine thing, because that last caller, Mercer County, just made a point I hadn't thought of before, but I still think it's voluntary. But anyway, Rex and Tom and Brian and others that want to weigh in on this vaccine debate, we're going to get to you as well, so hang tight. Right now, though, the principal of Northern Cass School, Ryan Leeson, is here. Hey, Ryan, how are you doing?
How are you doing? Love you.
Wonderful.
Show.
Good. Appreciate you joining us today.
I don't get a chance to listen to it during the school day because we're so busy, but summertime, I look forward to it. It's a good show.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate that. So I want to ask you what we called to talk to you about, but before I do that, just we've been talking about vaccines,
okay. And
a caller just called in and said, you know, vaccines are mandatory for the kids to be in school, so because we're debating whether, you know, parents ought to have a choice or whether they ought to be mandatory. And so just, you know, prompted this question. Do your students have to be vaccinated before you'll enroll them?
Yes, you know, and it comes down to a public safety concern. And I think the most important thing that we look at is we have a wonderful full-time nurse here, and she double-checks records with the parents, and she contacts them and helps them through the right channels. And I think it's important to understand that, you know, in this day and age, I think everybody can agree with the vaccines that we have available to us at our disposal, it's essential to make sure that we're getting that done so that we protect all people within the school building.
And so there are some that are mandatory, and they would be like the measles and the mumps and
yep.
Is it MM, whatever it is?
MMR.
Yeah. Are those the three that are mandatory?
Those are the big ones, yeah. And I'd have to get a list of all the other ones that she has made sure that students get.
Got it. Have you ever had a case where a parent said, I don't want to have my child take those vaccines?
No, we have not. We have not had that here.
Interesting. All right. So that was a little bit off the beaten path from what we were discussing earlier. But we got a call from a listener that talked about technology provided to students in Northern Cass. And he was a parent of some kids in your school and said they were allowed to iMessage. And so, first of all, do you provide technology and can the kids use that to iMessage?
Yeah. Well, and you know, the other thing, too, is that in any case of a situation where there's somebody that might be a little disgruntled and whatnot, I always encourage parents to call the school. And there's always usually two sides to every story. And so, you know, that's something that I reach out. Maybe that parent can give me a call and I can visit with them one-on-one with, too, because I think that's important that we do be on the same page with not only the students but also the parents. Fortunately, at Northern Cass, we are very digitally minded with technology. We have a wonderful tech coordinator, Tim Keckler, and we have a wonderful school board that's put towards a lot of, I'd say, financial backing to making our district what I would consider one of the top technology schools in the area. As far as the iMessaging goes, we do have that accessible. If anybody brings in their iPhone, they could do that. We also have iPads for all students available 9 through 12. It's one-to-one. And that means they utilize the technology in the classroom for engagement purposes. Now, I'd be absolutely ridiculous if I were to be on the radio here and say students never use that, only use it for school purposes. I relate it to this now. This is something that I think you can relate to. This would be right up your alley for another talk show session, would be teaching sex education in the schools. Is that right or wrong? And have that debate. Because I can remember going to school and people say, no, that's got to be a family issue. That's a church, Christian-related situation, and moms and dads are going to take care of that at home. Well, I think we all realize that not every parent was doing that. And so I kind of look at that as digital citizenship. It takes everybody to get these students to understand the proper way to use technology and use digital citizenship in a proper way, especially with the onset of social media. And so at Northern Cass, we actually have a class that we call multimedia. And within that class in ninth grade, we really hone in on the facts of the differences between right and wrong and how to utilize that. We have a school resource officer that leads all of our students through our building through a digital citizenship type of course. Our counselor strives on that once a semester to go in and talk to those students in seventh, eighth, and ninth grades to really hone in and figure out what it is that they need to understand about that social media aspect and bullying. And, you know, they throw the term bullying around all the time, and then sometimes it's not necessarily bullying. It might be just some kids picking on each other. But nowadays, you know, Scott, when you were in school, you can remember kids would say sticks and stones may hurt my bones, or sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That was false. But kids would tell it to your face, or they'd say it to somebody else. Now what they're doing is they're going on electronic devices, and they're doing it that way.
That's interesting. So it sounds to me like what, you know, because you have the, you know, a robust use of technology, obviously they have the access to it. But if I'm hearing you correctly, Ryan, you're saying, look, they're going to have that dilemma when they're at work, whether or not right. to iMessage or not. So while they have access to it and they can do it, we're regulating it and also teaching them about the proper way to use that in the classroom. Am I right?
Right. I think that's spot on. You know, and I'll also tell you another thing is that, you know, when we look at the maturity of the students, we all realize that sometimes it's not quite there. But how many of the listeners out there have kids and they've given their kid their cell phone to play with while they're riding in the vehicle, or what they give them their iPad or their mobile device? Well, my question would be is do those parents know exactly what those kids are on at all times, at every second that they've given that child that device? And I would say, you know what, they don't. Because nobody can physically do that. Now, are there things that could come up and you could find that out? Yes. I mean, my dad, who is 67 years old, old retired superintendent, he doesn't like the smartphones. You know, my mom, she's got the flip phone, and God bless her, I love her to death. My Uncle Stan, he was a former legislator in North Dakota, Stan Leeson out of Williston. You know, he just got a smartphone here a couple years ago. And that generation, they have a very difficult time understanding why that's even feasible. And so I'm helping my dad and my mom through the process of what social media is and how that works and the ins and outs of that. And I think that's a proper way of educating everybody. And that's what we're trying to do here at Northern Cass, is we're trying to do everything we can in our power to educate the youth of America, to let them know the difference between right and wrong when utilizing technology.
So how do you police that? How do you know whether it's sticking, it's working?
That's a great question. All right, now, within our district, all right, we have a filter. That filter is regulated by the state of North Dakota. And so students cannot access certain sites, websites, per se. Now, they can use the iMessaging. That's open for everybody. My question is this, though. For the districts, and I can remember I taught at Moorhead High before I came out to Northern Cass as well. And I can remember them saying, okay, we're going to shut down Google. Nobody can use Google. Okay, so now you tell me when in the real life, the last time at your job, Scott, that you said that they said you can't use Google. What if they told you that?
You'd find a way.
You'd find a way, or it would be something that, okay, if you can't use that, now your job's going to sacrifice. You're not going to be as quality, maybe. And so I think that's something that we got to look at is saying no and putting up a board and saying, no, we're not going to allow any technology. Is that the answer? Or is working with the kids, showing them how to use it properly, is that the best route to go? And I think the latter of the two is where you see districts, you know, you're going towards now.
And the best practice is to say, hey, it's available to you, but, you know, you got a job here, you're in class to learn, you got to, you know, study, you got to, you know.
Yeah, no, we have policies in place. I mean, our policy is specifically, if students are using inappropriate social media, explicit music, lyrics, playing, downloading any games, downloading programs or software, using the proxy server, you know, peer-to-peer, something in that nature, our first consequence is loss of their iPad for 5 school days. Second offense is loss of their iPad for 20 days. If they have a third offense on that, they lose it for the remainder of the school year. And, you know, that would include also inappropriate pictures or videos. So if they take inappropriate pictures or videos of themselves, then that's even more strict. First one is, you know, we got in-school suspension for 3 days, loss of iPad for 10 days. Second one is 5 days in-school suspension, loss of iPad for the remainder of the school year.
Very innovative. Very innovative in my view. It's a great idea. The parent also mentioned he thought the kids didn't have enough homework. He said their grades are fine, but they have no homework. Are you more efficient because of the technology you have there if there's less homework for the kids, or are his kids unusual?
No, I think it comes down to this. Every case, you know, when you talk about homework and you open up the grading, that's a whole can of worms to have a whole other talk show on. But I will say this. That, you know, we're really trying to make sure that students aren't getting busy work for homework. And we're looking at a lot more hybrid models of sort of flipping the classroom. So, for instance, I teach a dual-credit college algebra class, as well as being a principal. And in that course, a lot of times we'll give the students a video to look at home. They watch the video at home. They maybe take some examples out of the textbook, and then they come to class and they work on the problems in class. So we're seeing more of that taking place, or more of the project-based learning with that type of concept. And a lot of times, too, you know, if you look at the Common Core, that's a whole other big discussion. Is it fair to send home information and homework to the students dealing with stuff that the parents can't really help them with either? And then all you're doing there is building up frustration and animosity that way. So I think it's a double-edged sword. Again, you know, I think if a parent has a concern, I think the first step is to call the school. Visit with us as administrators. And visit with the teachers and see what we can do to assist that. Because, I mean, I'd be ridiculous to say that everything's perfect every day here at Northern Cass. And it's not. That's not the way it works. But we got to work through those things.
No, very interesting and an innovative idea on how you're handling it, because I think we all worry about how kids are really being, you know, their behaviors are being altered by technology. So it's fascinating to learn about that. Before I let you go, what was I supposed to tell him? Steve Hallstrom wanted me to tell you that if I needed to find out
how to solve a 1-3-1 zone, that you've got the perfect guest on to do that today. Now, our listeners may not know this, but Ryan is a very good basketball coach of the Jaguar boys basketball team. And, Coach, you guys are having a great year, just a couple losses so far, right?
Hey, man. How you doing, Steve? I'm doing you know what? We're having a great year. And the kids have worked hard. They're playing well. And we're enjoying the moment. It really is something special. You know, I was telling somebody the other day, I think I was talking to Dom Izzo, I said, you know, there's three seasons. There's a preseason, there's a regular season, and there's a postseason. We've done pretty well at two out of the three, but,
yep.
I think everybody knows that when you really want to play well is in March and to February. And so we're looking forward to that.
Keep her going, and, congrats on the innovation in the classroom too. It's fun to learn about it today.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you guys. Thank you.
Take care. Ryan Leeson, who's the principal at Northern Cass and the coach. Thank you for that tip, Steve. But I would have messed up the 1-3-1.
Well, he probably could figure out 2-3 as well. Good basketball coach.
All right, we got to get to Rex in Bowman County. Brian in Bismarck, Ted and Tom waiting to weigh in here on our vaccination, and also a couple folks on the technology in the classroom. Innovative idea. I liked learning a little bit about that. And you got the other side of the story on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned, folks. We're live at the Bismarck Event Center. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 17th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of speakers. Internationally renowned economist Todd Buchholz will kick off the day at 9:45, discussing strategies for competing effectively in a global economy. The sensible environmentalist and former founder of Greenpeace International, Dr. Patrick Moore, will paint an innovative, hopeful future where civilization and the environment will survive and thrive. And finally, North Dakota native Jerry Gulkey of the Gulkey Group will wrap up the afternoon with a dynamic market outlook. Be sure to join us on February 17th for the 2015 Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night, it's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Laura Sherris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Youngevity's immune booster, Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's on the minds of farmers and ranchers? We ask and find out, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, ndfb.org, great website, great membership benefits, check that out. Hey, Travis, who farms by Anderlin, going to tell us what the North Dakota Farm Bureau's Young Farmers Program is all about and how it helps develop young leaders. Travis, tell us more.
The future of agriculture depends on young people getting involved and telling their story as producers. Today, most people living in the cities and towns across America are generations removed from farms, and that does not bode well for farm policy. Those people are unlikely to understand what modern farmers do when they have never been on a farm or talked with a farmer. The Farm Bureau Young Farmer and Rancher Program raises awareness of this by sponsoring a conference each year that deals with some of the most pressing issues today in ag. The conference is attended by young farmers across the state and aims to prepare them to be better leaders in their community. This year's conference was just held in Bismarck this past weekend.
And it was a dandy. Thank you, Travis. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau bringing ag home online at ndfb.org. All right, we started the hour on a debate on vaccinations, whether they ought to be mandatory and whether what Republican presidential candidates have said is crazy out there, as the media suggests, and Hillary Clinton and others are busy mocking, or whether it's perfectly reasonable to say there ought to be some measure of choice to pick, the terms of Chris, the words of Chris Christie or Rand Paul saying, hey, you know, bad things have happened, which is true. Anyway, let's get your take on this. And Rex in Bowman County, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Howdy, how you doing, Scott?
Good, Rex. Thanks for waiting.
Good. Hey. Yeah, you heard you played the clip of President Obama talking about how there's no debate on the issue of the vaccines, and I just wanted to call. I am a student of biology, and I talk to a lot of doctors and nurses and a lot of healthcare professionals and stuff like that, and I would have to beg to differ with them respectfully. There is quite a lot of debate on the issue of vaccines, actually, and there are significant risks, and that's probably one of the reasons why a lot of the doctors and nurses that I personally know choose to not have their families actually vaccinated. And there is a significant risk to some of these things. Now, there's no doubt that vaccine technology is legitimate, but it's the implementation of that technology in a clean way that the rubber doesn't always meet the road there. And historically speaking, there have been some instances where vaccines did have some sinister motives on the part of the companies producing them, both financial and biological, that have caused some problems. And I would just encourage folks that this isn't important enough of an issue to where it might be wise, especially if you love your kids, just to research both sides. And I'm not going to give any websites or anything like that, but just research both sides of the argument, because there are significant risks. And at the very least, you probably want to get a hold of the inserts that are usually included with the batches of the vaccines and just read the adverse reactions and side effects that can possibly occur by giving those to your kids, because some of these things do have significant, very, very negative side effects. And there actually have been a lot of deaths due to some of the ingredients in these vaccines. So it's just something that is worth checking into. I don't want to get too into some of the conspiracy stuff, but, I mean, there is a legitimate concern. I just wanted to share that with you guys.
Rex, appreciate the call, and how you started, I think, is the most poignant. Whenever a critic says there's no debate, you know, be very worried, right? And, tell yourself there's some more to dig into here. But appreciate your expertise on this and sharing your thoughts, because I agree with you. You know, do the research yourself. Don't let somebody else tell you which way you ought to go. Brian and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning. I just have, you know, any medical procedure may be a risk, but you have to look at the benefit versus the risk. We shouldn't always be so selfish and say, what does this vaccine do for me? Why don't we look at it as, what does it do for others? You know, when people have cancer, they're immune compromised. Any little illness could make them unhealthy, and they could die from that. And these vaccines could prevent that for others that can't take it.
Yeah, good point. Another good point. These fine listeners of ours never cease to amaze me with their insight and analysis and thinking this through much more so than the reporters have, who, if you don't say, just do what the government says, then somehow you're, you know, kind of a knuckle dragger, right?
Yeah. You know, and then we can look at the 28-year-old, healthy 28-year-old that just passed, was it yesterday, from an Achilles surgery. I'm sure they didn't go into that surgery thinking something bad like that was going to happen. As I said, any medical procedure, there is a risk to it, but that doesn't mean we just stop doing it, because we do have some instances where there are complications and very bad outcomes.
I agree with you. I mean, as I said, you know, I'm 100% there, which is, yet there are risks. So, in the case of Rand Paul, he stated the obvious, but he also said he vaccinates his kids. So, Ted and Edgley, what's your take on this?
Well, I just want to give all due respect to the principally yet on for Cass County there about the vaccinations and the procedures that they use. I have to respectfully not believe or go along with what he said, because the state of North Dakota does give an exemption for people who don't who choose not to have their children vaccinated. And myself personally, I did enroll my child into school with no vaccination, and all I had to do was sign a certificate of like a disclaimer, or not a disclaimer, I can't think of the right word, but
just acknowledge that happened. Very interesting point. All right, Ted, thanks for clarifying that. More coming up. We'll get some experts on that, too.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.